Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
And once again, that's the sound of rock cracking. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. And I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. And, well, today we're going to talk about something that's dear to the hearts of Americans from coast to coast. And that's anti-Semitism that's going around our country. And it's been heated up in some places, all going back to what's going on in the nation of Israel. We're talking about the Israeli war to stamp out Hamas after Hamas just attacked without mercy women, children, men, families in Israel. A sneak attack came across and murdered over 1,000 Jews, the worst case of murdering Jews since the Holocaust. And it happened just last October, on October 7th. And since then, the nation of Israel has said, we can't let this happen again. And so, therefore, they're going into Gaza to wipe out Hamas. Now, Hamas, as horrible as they are and as they have been, to their own people, they're horrible, using them as shields and wanting civilian deaths in order to try to stop the Israeli attack on Hamas. Because if the Israelis stop Hamas, then Hamas loses their foothold. But if they can get a ceasefire, if they can get Israel to stop attacking, and they can prove that so many of these civilians are being killed, putting pressure on the Biden administration and President Biden himself, who said he supports Israel. But now we are seeing across the country the protest for Hamas and even putting political pressure on Joe Biden. And what is going on is the fact that America is moving away from supporting Israel in their quest to be free of terrorism. And here we are. We have 9/11 in our minds, what terrorism does, and terrorism for a group that their whole goal is to destroy Israel. And when they say Palestine from the coast to the river, I mean, they're talking about wiping out Israel. And yet people don't understand that here in America in so many cases. So, what is going on? Well, when we're taping this show, the fact that Joe Biden is telling Israel to, you know, their support of the war depend on the civilian casualties. So what do you think Hamas does when they hear that? They want more civilian, their own civilian casualties in Gaza. You know, when they have Hamas personnel wearing clothes of aid workers and saying his aid workers getting killed, they're saying hospitals getting destroyed. Well, it's because Hamas is there. And case after case after case, we see where Hamas is trying to fool the world so the world feels sorry for them. And these are the people who perpetuated, who planned and murdered Jews on October 7th in a horrible, horrible attack. Just killing families, murdering them, and laughing about it. And video footage, it shows it all. And now the world is in so many cases, and the United States has supported Israel in so much, and now the Biden administration and others are backing away from Israel in a way to say, well, let's have a ceasefire. Well, the job's not done when you got terrorists out there who want to live to fight another day to have another massacre of Jews is what they want to do. And you say, oh yeah, we need a ceasefire. You say protect the citizens. That's what Hamas wants you to think. Well, Victor David Hansen had something to say about that. Now, Victor David Hansen is a great conservative historian. He knows about war. He's written about war his entire career as a professor. And he's been on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We had an exclusive interview with him a couple years ago. But now, listen to what he had to say on Newsmax. Let's listen to what he had to say. This is Victor Davis Hansen.
Hate crimes and harassment, it's about half of all that are reported to the FBI now. And on campuses, it's increasing. And if they have to go in and get rid of Hamas completely, and they do have to do that,
right,
and then turn their attention to Hezbollah, this spring and summer and fall are going to get really heated. And I think a lot of Jewish Americans are going to think, you know, this is an existential fight for Israel's survival, right? October 7th.
Yeah, and, the war really is an incredible look, I think, at the incompetence of the State Department and this administration, which are actively funding both sides of the same war. They send money to Israel, they send support to Israel, then at the same time they free up billions for Iran, which is funding the terror and funding Hamas and these other groups. It is mind-boggling to see how bad they are at handling this moment.
They are. They would be much better off just supporting our traditional ally, take the hit, and I think they would do pretty well. But I don't think they're going to do that. The more that they vacillate between both sides, the more both sides only have contempt for their weakness, and they're not going to reward that necessarily with a vote. I think a lot of people will just stay home, and I think that's especially true of the Jewish American vote. Yeah. I've been interviewing a lot of Jewish Americans on my podcast, and it's getting to the point where they feel that this administration is hostile. It's not that it's neutral. It's not that it's anti-Netanyahu, that it's hostile. It's not just their attitude toward Israel. It's their appeasement of people who hate Jews and are anti-Semitic and don't like Israel in the United States. And when they see the Biden administration appease them and even court them, they take that as a message that they are they're dealing with fire and anti-Semitism. And I don't think they know what they're getting into.
Well, I think Victor Davis Hanson is correct. He's right. And I mean, there's people who don't know what they're getting into. There's people on our college campuses who are supporting terrorists. When they say they support Hamas, they're supporting terrorists and the terrorist actions. And that's where it's mind-boggling to see this happening on our campuses. So what is America turning into? What do we want to be? Do we want to support terrorism, the murder of innocent Jews on October 7th? Is that what these protests are for? Well, yes. Anti-Semitism is alive in the United States. And if we don't get a handle on it, if people don't understand what's going on, if this Biden administration keeps caving in and not supporting Israel in its quest to keep their citizens from being murdered in cold blood, just an unprecedented attack on October 7th, a sneak attack, and it killed way more than 1,000 Jewish citizens, men, women, and children, without mercy. Families being killed in front of other family members, raped, and just all kind of tragedy and pain. And yet, where are the people standing up for the Jewish nation? Where are the people saying Hamas must go? Won't they support the people of Gaza and help get Hamas out? Won't they volunteer and move Hamas out? Yes, it's a tough thing to do. So Israel's the only one who is standing up saying, hey, nobody else, the world turns around, we will not turn our backs on our own people. We'll go into Gaza. We will get Hamas out. Won't you help us out? Who in the world is going to help them out? I hadn't seen anybody lift a hand. Hadn't seen anybody sending in troops to say, we'll help you sort out Hamas and get them out of your way. So we're looking at something that is going on, and it's is going to have a play in presidential politics. You start to wonder, the Jewish community has supported Democrats in without even thinking for decades. So now maybe they'll start seeing where the Democratic Party's weakness really is. It is very weak when it comes to anti-Semitism right now. You can see on the left-winging campuses where anti-Semitism is growing rapidly. So let's go ahead. I mean, where do you see it? You ask where you see it? Look on the video in so many cases. But they're supporting Hamas terrorists, telling Israel to have a ceasefire so that Hamas can survive and fight and kill and maim and rape Jews again. Who wants to support that? Well, it's going on college campuses led by professors and pushed by professors in many cases. So this is Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We hadn't had a show really devoted to showing what's going on because there's been a support for Israel in America and in the Democratic Party for a while. But now it looks like that support has been pushed and drained. Let me go ahead and take this time to remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. Glad to have each and every one of you. This is an election year. We will have, like last week, we talked about polling, presidential polling. We're going to keep that race very much in mind. I do want to say that there's things happening new every day. We're going to put together a program soon. There were some things happening in the Joe Biden case with the investigations by the House. There's some attorneys and ex-attorneys in North Mississippi who were called up to testify. So we're going to try to bring you more on that story. We wanted to this week, but travel didn't allow it. So we're going to be looking at that more in the future. And I also want to remind you, as you're listening, Doc Holliday is working hard on his novels. And I have enjoyed writing some books. And in fact, that's part of the travel plan that I have to do some research. So I want you to just know that you can get book one and book two at hatchiebooks.com. We've had a little trouble with the website in the last week or two working on that. But you can, and you can go to Amazon and get Hatchie Keeper of the Secret. That's Hatchie book number one, Hatchie Keeper of the Secret. So it introduces the series. It grows in book two, Hatchie and the Golden Chalice. And book three, we're hoping to have out this fall. Working very hard on that. Now, I also want to tell you that there's many out there listening, and because I and my family are one of those who are paying way too much for your health insurance. And if you are healthy in many ways, and if you're paying for your own health insurance, you need to look at some health sharing plan. There's a plan out there that's really being very effective. In fact, they call it better than insurance because of the way it's used in the card. That's very much like having traditional insurance, but it's not. It's health sharing put together by some experts who are very familiar and very experienced in the health sharing field. So there's a link right there on the front page. We're describing this show on our Web Talk Radio website. Just look up Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics in the description of the show. There's a link to where you can find out more, get you a quick quote for you and your family about how much you can save by going to health sharing. So check that out right there on the front page. And don't forget to go to www.hatchiebooks.com. Now, we're going to get back and look at what's happening on some of the campuses, even as we speak.
And happening right now, pro-Palestinian protesters are blocking the entrances to Lockheed Martin's research campus in the South Bay.
NBC Bay Area's Bob Riddell joins us live there. And Bob, the protesters, they want Lockheed Martin to stop supplying weaponry to the Israel government, right?
Correct. Nationwide, Lockheed Martin produces the F-16, F-35 fighter jets and Hellfire missiles that the Israeli military uses. So these protesters came here to Sunnyvale to block Lockheed Martin's research campus, to block three entrances. We're at the one entrance at Matilda and Java, and they had been laying on the ground with their arms linked, but it looks like right now, this is something that's happened within the past 60 seconds, they're getting up and possibly leaving, possibly letting Lockheed Martin resume business as normal here today. Their idea was to shut down campus, and they said that they were going to be doing this all day long, but here we are at 11 o'clock, and it looks like they're getting up to leave. So just seeing this right now. Protesters said they had blocked two other entrances as well, again, as an effort to shut down this campus for the day. They started around 6:30 this morning. You can see there was a much larger group of protesters out here earlier, well over 100. Part of their protest against Israel's attack in Gaza was written down in temporary paint on the entrance here. You can see on the ground there, a war against humanity itself was the writing. And then there was a reference to the seven staffers with the World Central Kitchen Aid Group who were killed in Gaza recently by an Israeli airstrike. Israel launched its attacks on the Gaza Strip last year. This was after Hamas, which has been designated a terrorist group by the United States, attacked Israel on October 7th, killing over 1,000 Israelis and taking hundreds hostage. The Palestinians' Health Ministry says that the Israelis have since killed nearly 33,000 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and claims that of that number, two-thirds are women and children.
You cannot kill resistance with bombs. You cannot also justify what happened on October 7th with the killing of 32,000 Palestinian civilians and increasing, and that's not even including the people who have yet to be identified beneath the rubble. The only way forward is a diplomatic solution which involves bringing the two entities together and actually discussing what long-term safety and security looks like. There has never been a military solution to safety and security. We've seen this repeatedly throughout histories in the past. It is time to come to the table and actually talk about what peace actually means for both the people of Palestine, but also the people of Israel.
The Lockheed location here in Sunnyvale doesn't produce fighter jets or the Hellfire missiles. This location is responsible for the THAAD missile system in Israel, also known as the Iron Dome, that protects Israel from incoming rockets. Now, Lockheed Martin did release this statement to us, and I'm quoting here, Lockheed Martin's core values are to do what's right, respect others, and perform with excellence. These values provide clear, unambiguous, and uncompromising standards for how we treat each other with understanding and compassion. We respect the right to peaceful protest, and we are honored to partner with the U.S. military and our international partners to deliver strategic deterrence and security solutions. Sunnyvale's police department, they've been out here all morning. There's only a couple of officers here now, but earlier they said they were not intervening because this was a peaceful protest. And again, it appears that this protest might have come to an end, at least here at the gate entrance in Matilda and Java in Sunnyvale. Reporting live here in Sunnyvale, Bob Riddell, NBC Bay Area News.
And we see we're at Sunnyvale, California. Beautiful California, but Lockheed Martin's research part of it, again, where you get close to professors and college campuses and protesting anti-Semitism. Where does it step in? Well, you heard someone talking about how you never solved the peace for Israel and peace for Palestine with war. Well, won't you tell that to Hamas? Why don't you take that peace protest to Hamas and tell Hamas to stop using war against Israel? I mean, you can't just have it one-sided, and yet when you want a ceasefire, nobody wants war. It's horrible. But when you get attacked and murder 1,000 citizens, 1,000 without anything being provoked, when will it happen again? Well, whenever Hamas decides to, because that's part of their strategy. And so this quote peaceful protester who's stopping a business here in America, and with the people who are there trying to shut down entrance to Lockheed Martin, she needs to take into account, you can go to Gaza, go to Hamas, tell them the same thing, see what they say to you. Now, we got a lot of looking at things, and we could play a lot of footage. But what I want you to recognize, during this time of war in Israel, there has to be something that gives of Hamas. They got to go, or they got to give up. Why don't they just give up and surrender? Why don't these protesters say, let's have peace by having Hamas turn themselves in? There's a lot of things that are, yes, it's oversimplification. We don't have time to get down into deep details. We don't have the time to get into thousands of years of what's going on in the Middle East. But we can say that the Jewish community in the United States has supported the Democratic Party, the liberal left, the left wingers, the very progressives who are supporting these protesters and pushing protesters to tell Israel to stop and leave Hamas alone, have a ceasefire. They call it a ceasefire, but what they're saying is let Hamas live. And that is the only thing that'll do is lead to more deaths down the road of innocent Jewish citizens in and around Israel. Something that's just hard to visualize, that America has such anti-Semitism rising up and so much of it happening on college campuses where they say, let's all just live together and get along. No, get along when it's their terms. You can get along as long as you do as they tell you. This is a part of the left-wing, progressive left that is showing the face. Let's all get along as long as you do what we tell you to. It's just like having the Democrats love Republicans who can't win a big national election. If it's Mitt Romney or John McCain, those are the Republicans who Democrats love. They don't want a Republican who fights back. They don't want a Republican who knows how to lose and just whimper away. That's the kind of Republicans the Democrats want and they like, and say, let's have bipartisanship as long as we get what we want. That's basically what's going on. So, and you see what's happening, but what you see in that mentality, you see anti-Semitism growing across our nation on the college campuses, but it's not just staying on college campuses, as you saw in that protest to shut down workers going to Lockheed Martin in Sunnyvale, California. So, I do want to say we got to keep watching this. We got to see what's going on, and let's pray for peace in Jerusalem. Pray for peace in Israel. Will peace come as long as Hamas has got a military? It doesn't look like it. So pray for Israel. Work hard. Look what's going on in America on our campuses, and stand up for people who just want to live free in Israel. Stand up and be counted, and don't let anti-Semitism come to a place near you. All right? Hey, you listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and we will get more into some of the political discussion of the election year 2024 next week. I'll see you then.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.